This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I had almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. All right. Ben, you need to, if you would, please reconnect Mr. Morse, if you would be so kind. Rob says he's been dropped. Heart and Body, I found some things out. Keep sending me the emails. If you've seen the video, keep sending me the emails. I've already got three people lined up. Okay. Keep sending me the emails. Joining me now from the Skype ether, as it would be, is the, he's part of the Polite Society podcast. He is the driving force behind Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. His writings appear at Amaland.com, ClashDaily.com, and his Slow Facts WordPress blog. This is none other than Rob Morse.
It's great to be back with you, Bill. How you doing? Isn't Tim impressive?
He is impressive. He thought he was sending. Sorry, I was feeling off tonight.
I think he and Ted Nugent are drinking from the same bottle, and I want to find the spring from which all their energy comes. They are unbelievable powerhouses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that time at the NRA convention was me, you, John Adeen, Tim. Judson.
Yep.
Will, my webmaster.
Isn't that an amazing thing that we have such intensity on our side? You can't buy you paid millions of dollars a season to buy intensity like this in pro athletes, and we have people driven by the passion in their hearts to fight for our rights. Gosh, are we rich and blessed.
We are rich and blessed, but I like some of the stuff you write about being blessed and dangerous. So let's talk about some.
Okay, where do you want to start?
This is stuff that has I'm streaming on Amaland tonight, so this is stuff that has appeared on Amaland, and I've talked about it, but I want to talk about it with you because I've never talked about it with you.
Let's go.
Okay, so taking you back a few, last month, you talked about the need for gun owners to train.
Yes.
Which I try to push that as much as I can, but you, of course, are more articulate than I am. Let's talk about that, because you're talking about Gun Culture 2.0.
Right. Right.
Which I've never done the differentiation. I've talked about it, but I've never gotten out there and said, well, you know, it's part of gun culture 1.0. I got to shoot guns all the time out back. Out back of the old homestead. I used to shoot bears.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because there are people who grew up around guns. Guns were part of the homestead. You're an excellent choice of words. But that was in a rural setting. Now guns are what a young lady does to feel safe because she's coming back home from working in a, you know, some retail job while she's going to school part-time. No, it's not about pheasant for the table. It's about the money in your wallet and making sure you arrive home safely, that you weren't robbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, think of it. We went from Uncle Fudd using a shotgun for sport, and then once he became cultured, we invented the field sports, to, you know, Barbara, the college student next door, wanting to get home, and we see the resurgent of the combat handgun sports. So we're changing our gun culture.
Now, you work with a bunch of instructors, and just out of curiosity, how often do these instructors see people that have gone out to buy a gun that's going to be their concealed carry weapon, but then all of a sudden they hook up with that person again, they're carrying a different weapon? I mean, I myself see a lot of value in carrying the same gun day in, day out, and training with the same gun day in and day out.
And you describe the very... the typical firearms owner. There are two, but we can make fun of us gunnies and the new people that join, because you've seen lots of people who said, the man behind the counter told me I should buy this gun and learn to carry it. And you're looking at it going, oh, wow. Okay, that's great. We'll teach you how to handle that. But let's go to a range where you can rent, you can try, you can feel, you can experience. And then you go that little tiny gun that looks so convenient to carry in your purse is just a nightmare to shoot. It's an expert's gun because it's so small. And that gun that was great and big and small fired a 9mm and was so easy to put accurate holes on target, except on you, there's no place to put it. Yeah, we've seen both. That's the beginning end. And then we have friends like John Adine who go, let me show you what I bought this month. So,
yeah,
it happens at both ends of the spectrum. I carry a Glock 19. You carry the Agency 19 or 17?
I have both.
Right.
Not at the same time, but, I mean, it may as well be the same platform. One's just longer than the other.
That's right. And it depends on the fit of the clothes, the day. Exactly. Exactly.
We're coming up on the first break, and I want you to, but when we come back, I want to tell you about two things I'm doing and get your take on this, simply because your take would be very valuable to me. It's challenging. It's challenging to be a gun carrier with two of the things I'm doing.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I reveal one of these things to you, it's going to be known that I'm breaking a rule.
Yeah.
That's going to be known. So
just
real quick, tell everybody how they find all the stuff that Rob Morse does.
I'm at Ammoland. I'm at Clash Daily. I'm at the So Slow Facts blog. We'll talk more right after this break.
Well, we still got 30 seconds.
Oh, in that case, I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We take gun news. Oh, we have a great time. It's an ensemble cast.
Yes.
But because the part, just like on Bill's show, the part that we like the most and never seem to be able to go into enough depth were our fellow citizens who defended themselves, stories that never make it into the news. And so I got together with some instructors. We talk about them every week. Those are self-defense gun stories, a snack bite of a podcast, 12 to 15 minutes, three episodes, three incidents. It's great.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Dixie Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Paul Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. The only thing I'm taking, and I'm going to extend that, to go to my Facebook page, see the video, shoot me an email if you're interested in Heart and Body. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, and, well, without getting into everything that he does, one thing that I will say, though, on Rob Morse's show, the Polite Society podcast, that kind of mistake where we had 30 seconds left would never happen on the Polite Society.
That's because we're amateurs and don't have to meet your hard stops, Bill.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's because I fly by the seat of my pants is what it is. Yeah. So anyway.
So you put up, my son, were you about to make confession?
Yes, I was. Well, no, not really confession. I'm breaking some rules, but not really confession. And it says it was posted as Jennifer Morse in the Blaze. Are you Jennifer?
That's my young wife.
Okay, well, talking about getting in shape.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I had this issue, okay? I had this issue. And I had this issue at the NRA meetup in May.
Right.
And I think I probably made certain references to it. I had been dieting, but I hadn't really been doing anything physically. So when I got back from the NRA meetup, I mean like 5 days after I got back, I bought a bike. And I've been biking.
And you darn near worn the tires off of it from what I can tell.
Yeah, I bike an average of 15 miles a day, 5 days a week. Although week before last, I did 100 miles just to see if I could do it.
Wow.
Now, that has afforded me, of course, a slimmer waistline, better cardiovascular, better stamina, better muscle tone and everything. But this is just me trying to actually live up to what I say I am, right?
Right. Right.
Now, here's the problem, though. This is the problem. I enjoy bike riding so much that I want to start riding around in traffic. Now, when you ride around in traffic, though, whatever you've got on you, whatever you're going to carry with you, you've got to carry on you. And my problem has been, how am I going to carry a gun? Now, I'll tell you what I don't want to do. I'll tell you what I'm about to do. I do, and I've done it before. I have done it before. I don't want to carry a gun in like a Maxpedition bag.
Right.
Now, I'm not necessarily concerned with people knowing that I have a gun. I just don't want to advertise the fact that I have a gun. Okay? And I've been looking around trying to figure out what I'm going to do. So I've come up with two things that I'm going to do. Now, first of all, when I'm riding the trail, I ride this one trail that's called the Swamp Rabbit Trail that in the past has such a reputation that police motorcycles patrol it on a regular basis. And when we're out there, we're out there. Some of the zip codes that we pass are some of the most dangerous in the state, in the nation. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was looking for something to carry a gun in, there was a couple of things, and I've got two things one that I actually carried today and tried out. I went and looked at bike messenger bags.
Okay.
And they make a hip bag. It's like for your lock and for some tools and everything. And it's waterproof. And, I mean, it's really well designed. It's as good as any tactical nylon bag out there made in the land of guns. But this is made for bike messengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck that sucker on. I stuck that sucker on today. And I had no issues at all. And I had a gun ready close by. It was very comfortable. It was a 15-mile ride carrying a gun in that bag. What do you think of that?
I'd like to hear. It's okay. It's great that you have it with you. It's halfway on body. It's halfway off.
Right.
I want to hear what else you were thinking about.
Well, I'm going to run out of time before that, but let me tell you about this bag that I have. This bag is made out of 1,000 Dernier Cordura, so it's not torn off of me. I'm wearing a repurposed U.S. Grunt Gear tactical belt with the Cobra buckle.
Okay.
So nobody's going to grab that belt and yank that off of me either. Well, if they did, I'd be in two pieces.
Right, right.
So I'm thinking I have done as much as I can to secure the bag to me. Now, the bag has no external anything to lock anybody out, nor do I want it. It's just held together with Velcro.
Right.
But it is easily presentable. I don't have to swivel it around and unbuckle this and swivel around and unzip the
handy
missing zipper and everything. We got a minute left, or 2 minutes left. What do you think about this? This is solution number one. I'm going to tell you about solution number two in the next segment.
I like it. For many people, it works. It always has the question, and because you've presented in a hurry, you know how slow it is in comparison to have your firearm in a fixed position on your body where the grip is presented to you. So compared to having it any other way, it's slow, but it's infinitely better than, it's in a backpack on the bike rack and back on my back. No, it's much better than that.
So it's
5 out of 10. Right.
Five out of ten. I may have to work on that. A couple of things that I have done is I make sure it is encased in a holster that covers the trigger guard because I don't want to. I don't want to do that. And
can you use some Velcro to attach the holster inside the bag so when you grab the grip and pull?
I'm doing that.
You're there.
With a G-code OSH.
Yes. Now we're cooking.
So. I've got that happening. The other thing sort of presented itself to me today quite by accident, and I'll explain that to you when we get back. You can find a great deal of the writings of Morse by going to Ammo Land and looking at the bottom and just clicking on his name and look at all the stuff he's written. All of the reviews and upcoming previews of self-defense gun stories and the articles. The articles are just absolutely great. I mean, this could just about be, I say so much that I'm using the stuff from the desk of Rob Morse. In any event, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Far Blue Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery, so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now, or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. Go check them out. Ben, let me ask you a question. Do I sound sober in that spot? Yeah. Okay. I hear me talk all the time. I mean, I'm listening to that, and, you know, I know what's happened, and I also know I need to re-record that and remix that. So I finally got music behind it. Before that, somebody had done something besides you had told me they had mixed it, and it was atrocious. So I just had to get it where I could handle it. I can handle it, but I'm still listening to it going, good Lord, I sound like I wouldn't even pass this field sobriety test. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Back now on to my guest, Rob Morse. Sorry about that, Rob. That's Ben is my Captain Kirk, so I get, you know, when I gotta find something out, I gotta go bounce it off of him.
So far, we've talked about one of my solutions to carry a gun while biking, and you give that a 5 out of 10?
I'm waiting to hear the second. What are my choices?
Well, the second, this is for more of a long-range ride because I want to ride the bike out in traffic. You know, I want to spend a day on the bike. So I'm going to use a bike messenger bag. Not a Timbuktu or some of these things, a real bike messenger bag. And fate intervened with us today because I have a longtime sponsor, G-Code, and the Kydex genius, Jesse Lockhart, the vice president of production, called me to tell me he was sending me a little care package. And I started talking to him because I know they do nylon, and I've got this idea. I want to get a pouch that I can put on the shoulder, the front-facing shoulder strap that goes cross-body on a bike messenger bag that would be enclosed with loop Velcro on the inside, take a OSH holster, and surround that with hook Velcro to where I jam that in there with just a zipper on top of it to where it's actually hanging on my chest in front of me. But I've seen some of these rigs where the guys have got like a square pouch hanging on their chest in front of them. I thought that only works when you're a coal miner. But they're out there running, they're out there running around with all this stuff on. I'm thinking that with, because I also have a pouch for my mobile phone on there, and I also have my keys hanging on there. So I'm just thinking another pouch on there. Nobody will notice it. And I'll have my gun really, really close, basically a modified sort of shoulder holster configuration.
Well, and that's what I was hearing. I've actually carried in a shoulder holster. The gun, rather than pointing aft, hangs vertically.
Right.
Is there a reason you didn't try a shoulder holster, or is it just too constraining?
No, I have a reason for that. And I'm going to tell you the reason for that. But first, let's talk about the bag. What do you think about my
Okay.
pouch?
Interesting in the sense I like it. It's up front. It's in a fixed position. It's accessible. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to shift to get it. It's right there, oriented the same way. Yeah.
Okay. Now we get to the confessional part. Are you ready for that? Here's the confessional part. I get sort of fidgety. Since I got out of the hospital, since I got more active and everything, now when I'm sitting around, I get sort of fidgety. And I had a couple of things happen to where I've got another vehicle now, and I thought to myself, I would like to try just to see what it's like and meet some people to be an Uber driver.
Okay.
Now, the problem with being an Uber driver is that, you know, while it is impossible to enforce, they don't want you to carry a gun.
Right.
Or now, I know plenty that do. Okay?
They are in a high-risk occupation, even though they don't necessarily carry, air quotes here, cash from their fares. They still, yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you about what happened Saturday night, and I'll tell you because I know how it all worked out. I went out and got my guy Raven here, local, JT. He found one of those Undertech compression holster shirts. Here
yes.
locally, that I could lay hands on. I've seen them online, but I prefer to buy. If it's going to be something like that, I prefer to pull it out and look at it. I got one of those, and I used it Saturday night. Saturday night, while I'm out towards the end of me being out there, because you're not working the shift, you log in,
right.
And you log out whenever you want to. You can get out there for 5 minutes and be done. While I'm out there, I go to a particularly sketchy part of town, and as I'm pulling up, I missed my turn, and I pulled into the median, and a car pulled in immediately to the behind me, so close to me that I couldn't see their headlights, and I made a U-turn, and they mirrored me and came behind me, and they were following me, and they weren't law enforcement. You know, if law enforcement had done it, I would have pulled over. They would have flashed their lights, and I would have pulled over. It was two kids in a car. I didn't know what they were going to be doing, but I was able to retrieve from the Undertech shirt with no issue.
Yes.
My weapon was in my hand at that time. I made sure that I logged out. long enough to where if something happened that I wouldn't be on duty. And then I logged back in and picked my people back up. Because they as soon as they figured out I knew they were there, they took off.
Good. Yeah, and would that sort of carry work for you on the bike as well?
I have thought about it. Here's the problem with the bike that concerns me. When you're riding a bike, if you're riding it anything faster than 5 miles an hour, that's creating a wind, you know, like a wind yep. effect. And around here right now, it's like in the mid-90s, and I get up as early as I can to get out there and start riding, but it's sort of dangerous out there to ride too very long into the day.
Right.
So I try to be done before 11. But when you're riding, if you've got on one shirt, and if you have on that Undertech shirt too, I'm afraid that it's sort of printing as I'm riding down the road. That makes any sense.
Yeah, in the sense that I typically wear an overshirt, you know, I'm carrying at the 5 o'clock, and I'll wear the classic is a Hawaiian, right? Because it's prints, it drapes, and it doesn't, it's not form fitting.
Right.
Yeah. Same problem. Concealed carriers have had, I think, since the first intrigues in a palace and somebody tried to hide a knife.
Yeah. Well, I am thinking about getting one of those crazy loud bike jerseys and just get it a couple sizes too big and just zip that up.
Yep.
That might help because I just got to find one with a really crazy, obnoxious pattern. We're coming up on the next break. Rob Morse, you can find him right there at Ammo Land where we're streaming live right now. Also, ClashDaily.com, Slow Facts, Flight Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. He's everywhere. I'm just here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Rock the Motion. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's the only thing I take. My blood pressure is normal. For the first time since I was 27 years old, I'm not taking blood pressure medication. That was a big contributing factor. Now then, before we go away, talking to Rob Morse again, talking about carrying guns and the best ways to carry guns. I'm looking at the various ways to carry, and I have a new advantage because I've lost some weight. I found some new things that I can do that are really sort of exciting for me. I bought a belly band a long time ago. Couldn't ever use it. I can use it now, and that works with gym clothes.
Yes.
And I have asked myself about that. Now, do I need to think about maybe doing that instead of the hip bag? The only problem is then it's up against my hip while I'm pedaling for 15 miles.
You know, that's and the road you're going over, how you position yourself on the bike, those are the things you're going to work out. One of the things I like about all your solutions is you're making the gun you have work for you rather than going, oh, I need a different, smaller, funny plastic left-handed upside down. You're making what you have work. I like that.
I don't want to go any smaller than 9mm, if I can help. And, you know, primarily only 9mm, because I've tried having 45s. I'd have like 200 rounds of that. 9mm, 6,000, you know. So it doesn't. I train more with 9mm. I shoot more with 9mm. Carry 9mm. That part of it is, you know, just to me, it makes no sense to have that much training with 9mm and go to 40.
Right.
As my carry weapon, so. I just don't know. But I'll tell you one thing I would like to find, though. And I don't know how we would find this. But it would be interesting to train with this. I would like to find a holster that is an under-the-shirt holster that would be like the old tanker holsters that we had in the military where it's basically on the front of your body.
Oh, gotcha.
Except made with a holster like the holster on the compression shirt. So that it is covering the gun and maybe breaking the outline of the gun. Maybe it would be padded and round or something to where, you know, that might show, but it's not showing the outline of a gun. Because in South Carolina, all I have is concealed carry.
Right.
So I have to be concealed. And I'm looking at this like this pouch that Jesse Lockhart's talking about making for me from G-Code and everything. This is really sort of breaking new ground. But, I mean, nobody, as far as I can tell, makes any apparatus unless you're going to carry that gun you're talking about, nothing against Ruger LCPs or any of these three. Nothing against them. I just like to have all three of my support fingers touching something that's part of the gun.
Right.
And that's going to take a full grip. So I prefer a full grip gun. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
You know, you've done it. You've talked about the compression shirt. That's really an upper chest carry. You've talked about the belly band. That's a hip carry. You can let one ride up position. Now, the advantage of my underarm, my so-called shoulder rig, is I can adjust it down, and your shirt doesn't really adjust. On the other hand, the advantage of your shirt is you can go over some really violent terrain, and that gun won't move.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I can imagine that there are days you got to take one and that you're going, no, today's a little more of a cruiser day, and you go with a different rig. You're going to solve this. You're going to solve this.
Yeah, but when I solve it, I mean, like in the chat room, Raven saying, have my wife sew one, then patent it and sell it.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that I found out when I was looking for this, I was calling like the biggest messenger bag company in the United States is called Chrome Industries.
Hmm.
And a bike messenger bag is primarily a big sack that sits and it's anchored on your back. And they hold up to 40 liters of stuff. And some of them expand to big boxes and everything else because, like in New York, they are bike messengers. It is quicker to get around on a bicycle than it is by car in New York. So they are bike messengers, and they have to have that kind of stuff. And when I called them to ask them about this, they were like, man, if I only had a dollar for every time somebody asked us to do this. Because one of the things that I would like to see, I don't like tactical bags. I don't like bags that have Molly on the outside of them.
Right.
Primarily because I, you know.
The steal me first bag and get my gun? No.
Yes, that kind of advertisement. Now a Timbuktu bag, which is not they actually had one true messenger bag for bike messengers, and Chrome Industries and Life. There's one called Life Behind Bars out of Jakarta, Indonesia, that makes excellent bags. All of those bags just look nondescript. They just look, you know, a college student would carry these things.
Right.
And I've seen one, okay, this is the thing. I've seen one that has a rip-away panel on the top flap. The gun is secreted in the top flap, and it rips away, and then the gun's under there. But having the gun on my back, furthest away from me on the back of that bag, just does not appeal to me.
Right. Well, so. And I think you've got great solutions. There are people, and you know what? Your audience has lived this. This is the beauty about my podcast and yours. We're pondering a problem. We've got two man lifetimes that are thinking about it, but we're talking to people. We're talking to thousands and thousands of men and women who've solved similar problems. I wonder what they have to say. We'll know by tomorrow, I bet.
I guess. I haven't run up against them yet. I've been going to bike shops looking for solutions and haven't found those just yet. Although, they also make... I'm looking for somebody to make a pair of the padded bike shorts that's made like the Undertech shorts that have the concealed weapon holster in that. That would not be a bad idea either.
Huh.
But that's not out there yet either. So I may be looking to patent something very shortly. When that happens, I'll be hiring a bunch of people. If you want to come and be like my hatchet man, I'll have a place for you.
There you go.
John, of course, will be my personal attending physician.
That may be harder than we all think. getting John. Hey, Bill, I want to distract you for a minute. Have you gone to one of these high-tech simulators like Gander Mountain, you know, the over 180 degree?
We don't have Gander Mountain around us. I want to go to those. We got about a minute left. Can you tell all this in 50 seconds? Go.
You can find me at Clash Daily. You can find me at Ammo Land. I'm a co-host at the Polite Society podcast. We cover the weekly gun news. It used to be called Politics and Guns. I also put together the week's good examples of defensive gun use, and I have them reviewed by an instructor. When you read the news, we don't always know whether success was a matter of luck or good judgment. That's selfdefensegunstories.com. Bill, it's been great.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate your advice and you listening. Thank you. We'll do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.